down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. I know you're all anxious to hear the old fellows, but first, 1 minute, please. What I'm going to say is not new to a lot of you, but it's mighty important to others. To those listeners, I mean, who are still suffering sleepless, restless nights because they've not yet become acquainted with Horlicks. To these listeners, I have only one thing to say. Tonight, just before you go to bed, drink a glassful of Horlicks hot. And I know you'll find it a great help in getting to sleep. Once asleep, you'll sleep much sounder, too. Be more refreshed next morning. And there's a reason for that, a scientific reason. A nourishing, easy-to-digest drink like Horlicks, taken just before retiring, has been shown to reduce restlessness, to soothe and relax you, enabling you to get maximum rest from your hours of sleep. Just try it. Try Horlicks tonight, and then keep a package on hand. It's easily, quickly prepared at home, and can be obtained in either natural or chocolate flavor. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Lum's only chance for acquittal on the charges of violating the Blue Sky Law is to produce Squire Skimp, the promoter of the fake silver mine, before the case comes to trial. Well, yesterday, they learned that the missing Squire is now in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Lum is planning a trip to Tulsa to bring him back for a trial. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Abner over at Lum's house making preparations for the trip. Listen.
This valise here is about full, Lum. I can't get these house slippers in here.
Well, I never meant to take them anyway. What all have you got in there, for goodness sake?
Why, I just put stuff in here that I thought you'd need.
Let me see. Goodness, you've got enough clothes in there to run me 6 months.
Yeah, but now you can't tell how long it'll take to locate Squire after you get over there, though, Lum.
Well, I can't be gone long. My trial comes up next week sometime. If I can't find him before then, it won't do no good no way.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What in the world is this you've got in here?
Yeah, wait a minute. Lean over again, Lum.
What for?
That doggy, you sure smell good.
Oh, yeah, that's that hair tonic Smoes Moose put on me down at the barber shop while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Violet flavor, I believe he called it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure is strong enough. I've been smelling it ever since you come in the room. Didn't know what it was.
Yeah, you give me a good dousing with it, all right. Sort of made my eyes burn.
Yeah, that just reminds me, too, Lum. You know, I told you how that vanilla extract's been disappearing down at the store.
Yeah. Have you been missing some more?
Yeah, but I found out where it's been going to. Cedric's been getting in it.
Cedric?
Yes, sir. He's using it for perfume.
For goodness, vanilla extract for perfumery?
Yes, sir. Every time we get on that store, I get hungry. Smells like somebody baking a cake in there.
Swan to goodness. That boy is a sight.
No telling how much of that stuff he's used. Just poured it all over himself. Got the whole store to smelling like vanilla. We ought to just stop handling that vanilla flavor.
Yeah, you better speak to him before he starts in on the banana or lemon or some of them other flavors. We can't just quit handling extracts just on account of him.
Well, I'm a-charging him with it. Every time I get a big whiff of vanilla, well, I just go charge up another bottle to him.
Now, how's he coming on the books, anyway? I've been so busy with his trouble of mine, I ain't had time to check up on him here lately.
No, well, I run it up the other day, and according to my account, he owes us about $4 more than he's got coming.
$4 more than he's got coming?
Yes, sir.
Well, you better tell him if he don't stop that, we're going to fire him.
Well, we can't fire him, Lum. We never would collect it.
Yeah, but if he's going further in debt every week, he'd pay us to fire him now before he gets in debt any further. Here, one of these nightshirts is enough. What's this down in here?
Huh? Oh, that's your overcoat.
Overcoat?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder this valise is so full. Take that thing out. I don't need no big, heavy coat this time of year.
Well, that's a part of your disguise, Olam. You've got to take that.
Disguise?
I bet you'll be the only fella on the streets over there with a big overcoat on.
Of course I would. This time of year, folks would think I'd lost my mind going down the street with a big overcoat on.
Well, that's just it, Mom. See, you pull that coat collar up around your ears and then your hat down over your eyes and put them whiskers on when nobody know you.
What whiskers?
Oh, I forgot to show you. Hey, wait a minute there. Down in here somewhere. Yeah, Yeah, here there.
Look out, what is that thing?
Yeah, that's your whiskers. Slip them on, see how you like them.
For goodness sakes, I wouldn't put them things on my face for nothing. Where in the world did you get them things, anyway?
Why, I made them myself. That's made out of the padding out of that old settee over at the place.
For goodness sakes, what in the world would I want to dress up in an outfit like that over there in Tulsi for?
Why, so as you can disguise yourself to where you can slip up on Squire Skim. I thought about getting me an Indian get-up. But the trouble is, there's so many Indians over in Oklahoma, nobody wouldn't pay no attention to you in one of them.
Abner, I don't need no disguise. I ain't trying to hide from Squire. I'm trying to catch him. If anybody ought to be wearing a disguise, it's him.
Yeah, that's right. Well, take it over and give it to him, man. I ain't got no use for it.
Well, if I ever got close enough to him to give him something, I'd just fetch him on back home. Just take that stuff out of there. I don't need it.
Well, all right, but looks to me like you're passing up a mighty good chance to wear a disguise, Lum. I know this'll work, for I tried it out on Elizabeth this morning. Fooled her with it, all right. I had to chop up over 2 ricks of wood to do it, though.
Had to chop up 2 ricks of wood?
Yeah, see, I told her that I was a tramp and wanted a cup of coffee. Went up to the back door there and knocked. And she said and she believed I was Abner, so I had to chop up all that wood to prove it to her I was a tramp.
Elizabeth just about seen a chance to get some work out of you. More than likely knowed who you was all the time.
Well, I'll be dad thing. Reckon she did, sure enough.
Well, sure, I can see through that. She just tricked you into chopping up 2 rick of wood for her.
That dogged, I wished I knowed for sure about that. I'd march right over there and just... No, reckon ain't much I could do. It's done chopped, ain't it?
It's a gooder knowing you over doing a woman's work. She'll have you milking the cows the first thing you know.
Yeah, I'm just glad I had on that disguise so as nobody else couldn't tell who it was. I never would hear the last of it. They'd josh the life out of me down around the barber shop there if they'd catch me a-chopping wood.
You won't catch me wearing nothing like that.
Oh, well, I don't think Squire would try to get you to chop no wood, Lon.
No, but the whole thing's so silly, Abner. Wait a minute. What's this in this sack? It's warm. Ain't nothing alive in there.
Oh, I reckon them taters are still hot.
Potatoes?
Yeah, them sweet potatoes. That's going to be a surprise, Lon. That's a lunch that Elizabeth fixed up for you to eat on the train.
Well, I do know. Now, ain't that nice? She hadn't ought to went to all that bother with herself, though.
Oh, well, that's all right now. If you don't get there till tomorrow night, why, that little snack will come in mighty handy, Lon. You'll get awful hungry in that length of time.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing I seen it before I closed up the valise. I wouldn't know to had it till I got clean to Tulsi.
Why, sure. What's the matter with me, anyway?
Well, tell Elizabeth thank you. I weren't aiming on taking no lunch. Just sort of figured I'd have to buy sandwiches or something from that fella runs a little store there in the smoke car.
Yeah. I do love to buy stuff from him.
I recollect when I was just a little fella, always wanted to buy one of them little engines with them little colored candies. Little lanterns.
Yeah, I saw them. And Pearl, she always wanted one. Finally, I bought one for her. She got it sitting on a mantelpiece over at the place now. But them's awful nice fellas to trade with. They're always so friendly, looks like.
Yeah. What is this, fried chicken she got down in here?
I don't know. I never seen her put it up. I just brought
it. Yeah. Two big pieces of cake.
Yeah, dog, it's chocolate layers cake, ain't it? Don't reckon that stuff would spoil before you get a chance to eat it, do you?
I don't know. I was just thinking about the same thing myself, Abner. Hey, Grannies, there's a drumstick, my favorite piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Maybe I ought to eat some of this stuff to sort of save it, reckon?
Yeah, of course, you don't want to eat too much now and make yourself sick, Lon. It's a lot there, you know, you don't want to do that just to save it. I could eat that wing there for you.
Oh, that's all right, Emma. Be able to eat it all, I think, all right, thanks.
Looks awful good, don't it?
It is good. Yeah, it's as good as chickens I ever had. What you looking for?
Oh, I just looking down in here, see what all she had here for you. Well, here's some hard-boiled eggs, Lon.
Yeah, good. Pass one of them up here. See any bread down in there?
Yeah. Here's some biscuits. Yeah, here.
Cold biscuits and cold fried chicken. Granny, that's something I do love.
Oh, yeah. You ain't going to be able to eat all that hay, Lum, by yourself anyway.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't believe you are. Well, there's a second joint. Now, that's my favorite piece of chicken.
Yeah, right. Hand me that. I'll work on it a while.
Yeah, I wished I was going summer. Do you like the wing, Lum?
Yeah, intolerably well. You asked me about that a while ago, I think.
Hey, you like nearly all the pieces, don't you? If I was you, Lum, I wouldn't try to eat both them pieces of cake, though, I don't believe.
Well, what's the matter with them?
Well, it's just awful rich, you know. Too much of it that way might make yourself sick.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, I could save one piece of it till I get on the train, I reckon.
Well, trouble is, though, it dries out so bad, Lum. I just sort of thinking maybe I could eat
wait,
one.
Wait a minute. There comes Dick Huddleston up the front porch there.
Yeah, yeah, well.
Holler at him there. Tell him come on in.
Well, howdy, Dick.
Yeah, come in, come in.
Well, howdy, howdy.
Yeah, pretty good. Come right in, Dick. Just getting my duds packed here.
Yeah, I see. Looks like you're doing a pretty good job packing that food away, too.
Yeah, this is a lunch Elizabeth fixed up for me to take on the train.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to talk to you about, Lum. I don't believe you better go to Tulsa.
Better not go to Tulsa.
No, Grandpappy Spears and Uncle Henry Lunsford and some of the others here in town are a little uneasy about you leaving town.
Oh, well, shuckins, I've rid on trains before. Ain't no danger.
Well, I don't think they're uneasy about that, Lum, but, well, just to be honest with you, it's the ones that signed your bond to get you out of jail. They're a little afraid to let you leave town, afraid something might happen to where you wouldn't get back in time for your trial. Then they'd have to pay off the bond. They just don't want to take those chances.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
Ain't you going, Lum?
I guess I can if they don't want me to.
Well, go!
Abner, put that chicken down. Come back here at that lunch.
Well, now, if you ain't going on a train, you don't need no lunch. Ain't no use just let this stuff go to waste.
Well, Lum still has to figure out some way to get Squire back in time for that trial. Prevention is better than cure, says the wise old proverb. Perhaps you don't believe in sayings, but apply that one to the common cold, and you'll see how true it really is. Every winter, colds cause plenty of distress and often serious illness. Prevention would be worth millions of dollars to civilization. Science has tried, of course, tried for years, but still there's no definite solution. One thing science did discover, however, is that diet is an important factor in cold prevention. If you include plenty of Horlicks in your diet this winter, this strengthening, energy-giving drink will do much to build up your resistance to sickness. That's because it's rich in vitamins and in bodybuilding minerals. Give Horlicks to your youngsters and to the whole family. They'll never tire of Horlicks' full, delicious flavor. You can get it from your dealer in either natural or chocolate flavor. This is Carlton Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all goodbye until tomorrow at the same time.